There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We'll spend an estimated $80 billion or more on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, TMB, RSB, together again, as we are each and every week. In between all the work that this guy, TMB, does, you would not believe. He's come out from the shadows like the groundhog on Groundhog's Day to get some vitamin D with the wife and kids, and I'm so thankful that you're doing that.
We're going to have a blast. We're going to get plenty of vitamin D, too. The forecast up here is vitamin D.
All right. Now, as far as other things, I was just thinking about when we were visiting with you guys earlier in the year when we did the colon hydrotherapy conference in Nashville. The beautiful gardens you had out back. I saw recently you finally published the production, if you will, these two huge heads of cabbage.
Turning them into sauerkraut. Yeah,
turned them into sauerkraut. There, your lovely wife and Amanda from Stockton Aloe One. And absolutely love what was done there. But
you were actually there that day, weren't you?
We were. We were there at the filming, and it was just so much fun. Of course, the kids had a great time out back. We did a lot on the property, but the message has become more and more emphatic, if I can say that, about how important it is to grow food. If it's one thing, if it's 10, if it's 20, every little bit. And if it's not for ourselves, for the kids to be good stewards, to teach them the things that, Ty, I don't remember about your upbringing, but I did. I was a city slicker, so we never grew anything. And the food came from trucks and from fast food places and from grocers' freezers. And I don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah, me either. And I think it's important just to start out, you know, small. You don't need to be overwhelmed thinking you got to grow everything that you eat. But start out with something. When I was growing up, we did grow food. We always lived out, you know, in the country a little bit. There was only, I think, one time for a couple of years we lived in the city. But most of the time we were out, we had, you know, a few acres. And you don't even have to have a few acres. But I remember we always grew strawberries and we grew squash and we grew cantaloupe. And just, you know, the stuff that's easy to grow. Some of these things will grow even if you don't have a green thumb. And So I would say to start out small, start out easy. And, you know, for people to think they can't do it, get online and read about how easy it is. Mike Adams, you know, has developed this system where you can grow so much food on just such a little amount of space. He's even got this something that you can use in, I can't remember what he calls it, but you can even use it indoors.
Right.
If you have a garage, you can grow food. I mean, it's amazing how much food you can grow in a little space. One of the interviews that I recently did, Robert, that no one has seen yet, but it'll be out with the Quest for the Cures with the Global Quest this year, was Dr. Patrick Quillen, who we both know, and he's got just an eighth of an acre out in Carlsbad, California, which is not a lot of property. And I tell you, I think he's got 40 to 50 fruit trees and different types of vegetables growing on his property. He basically has grown food rather than growing a yard.
Wow.
And you can do it on a small amount of space. And he said one of his trees last year, I can't remember what tree it was. I think it was one of the mango trees he has out there. He got 400 pounds of fruit.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was just thinking, moving out of a gated community, if you can't change the bylaws, they restrict you so much. That's why I'm thrilled when we moved that now we can convert every bit of space to growing things. Like even in the front, I planted a patch of sweet potatoes. And they're taking off well. Though in the back, you know, we've got good sandy soil that drains well, so it's ideal. This is not even in the raised beds. And we went to the health food store, local store, and we found some sweet potatoes that were sprouting already. You know, a lot of times they'll sit in the bin, and if they're there for a long time, they'll actually start to grow. And I thought, this is perfect, you know, because this is what we wanted to do. So I planted, we cut them into pieces where they were sprouting, and we've got patches of sweet potatoes already in 2 weeks that are incredible what's happening. And we've got more to come there. So as I integrate this in my own life, you know, something I used to do a long time ago, it's just fun to watch. And I'm just saying, I can't say enough how important this is. And if you think it's overwhelming, like I said, just do one little thing to start, and you'll find out how great it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how fast they're growing, too, isn't it?
It really is. When you got the right soil, you know, and there are plenty of books, of course, there are YouTubes. I mean, there's so much information that while you have access to it, and, you know, the kids love to be out in the garden, too. I mean, for them to see where food actually comes from, what a gift compared to, you know, when I grew up as a city slicker not knowing these things.
It is. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned that sauerkraut video that Charlene and Amanda did.
Yeah.
If you remember at the first of the video, they had to cut off a little bit of the cabbage because Tabitha and Charity go out there and they'll bend down into the garden and eat cabbage fresh from the plant as it's still in the soil. It's really funny. Well,
that's great. Yeah, I know. When we've gone to farms as farmer friends back in Georgia, we'd walk through their organic farms and the kids, you know, were amazed. And this is when they were much younger. They would just pick things off, and it's like, wow, what a treat to miss that is just a crime.
It is. It is really cool, and one of the funnest things. You can pretty much bet, and you know this now that you've been to our house, if you see Tabitha and Charity walking through the yard and you ask them to open their mouth, it's going to be full of something green. They are always picking the basil and the thyme and the rosemary and the mint leaves, and they chew on it and eat on it all day long as they're out playing. I mean, they're eating fresh herbs.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, before we got in the air today, I went to the front. We've got one of our stackable gardens that we had from the old place that we've replanted some spearmint leaves. And so we go out there and chew on that. We've got oregano, and it's the same thing, the ability to do that. And, of course, that is just a vertical garden that you could do, you know, in an apartment even with a little bit of sunlight. So there are many, many options, even though we're able to now expand outward from there, which is very exciting. But I hope that I can do a fourth, even though we've got a little bit more land than an eighth of an acre. I think that's what you said, that Patrick Quillen has. But to be able to convert to a food-producing yard, front, back, side, wherever you can, is just the most empowering thing. And, you know, and this is in context or in contrast, if you will, to some of the stories out there that we have to cover that, you know, kind of they're a little bit scary. And sometimes we don't want to set people up in the wrong place of immobility, like the deer in the headlight scenario. But I think we have to be responsible and cover that there are other aspects of this that want to, you know, target our ability to care for ourselves. Like this story out of Natural News about an ex-Merck employee. He turned into an anti-vaccine activist because she found out what was going on with Merck and the danger of the products, and evidently now being terrorized by a big pharma black ops operation or branch.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get a chance to read that whole article, but I did see it a few days ago, actually, and Charlene showed it to me, and she said, you know, this reminds me kind of what happened to us, and it's not that we're ever Big Pharma, but, you know, we've had some people threaten us, and I don't know that it was Big Pharma, but, you know, when you step outside the box, when you begin to blow the whistle on some of these things that are happening, on the fact that the big pharmaceutical companies, the big agro, the Fear and Death Administration, these major parts of what I call the cancer industry, they don't want you to be healthy. And they don't want you to know the truth about the fact of how you can be healthy. And they certainly don't like the whistleblowers that are exposing, you know, light on their darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, these black ops, what's going on with this lady, you know, I just read briefly some of the things that have happened to her. Pretty scary.
It is, and I think for you know, not everybody is necessarily born to be an activist. Sometimes you know if you're called to speak out, and yet we have a lot of people that listen to us and that watch the Truth About Cancer series. I still get contacted, Ty, from people who have watched it and are so grateful, and they, you know, they're really wanting to learn more, coming out of a state of confusion and fear, and then walking one day with empowerment, which is just an extraordinary thing. Makes us so happy, but. There are ways, and that's why we open with this concept of growing food, because it is a difference maker in taking you out of fear and allowing you to step in and say, you know, I don't have to do battle. I can simply withdraw and grow food and then teach others to do the same and watch what can happen.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's just, it's, you know, what we should be doing, and you've said it so well in the past, is there's certain things that you don't have control over, but what we need to do is to take control over the things that we have control over. And one of the things that almost anybody can do, even if you live in an apartment, is grow a little bit of food. And so I think that's a good first step. Take control of what you can, and we can all start to grow food.
Yeah, and that is the point of wherever you are on the activist scale. You know, it's not for us to judge. You've got to, you know, make it right with you and your creator, whatever you perceive that to be. Why are you here? What are you here to do? Are you here to leave this place a better place? Are you here to help others, teach others? Again, you can do it in quiet ways. So it's not that everybody, some people say, oh, I wish I could speak out like you and Ty. No, you don't have to do it like us because I'm doing it like I'm doing it. You're doing it like you're doing it. And we can all work together in our own ways. We come together from time to time. Then we go off and we do things. And so many people listening and getting inspired by what we do doesn't mean they have to do the same thing.
Right, right. And, you know, when you look at the collective of everyone, if everybody just did a little bit, because this is speaking out, even if it's not verbally, if you go out and you grow your own food and you begin to buy less of the big agri's products that are mostly poison, then that is speaking out. And look at what if all 300 plus million Americans did that? That's a huge voice that we can all be heard when we do it collectively. And one of the best ways that we can do that is just all start growing a little bit of our own food, because that is speaking out. Even if they don't hear that voice, they'll feel it.
Yeah. Now, if we look at this woman who's become an outspoken whistleblower, if you will, on Merck, you know, going back to Vioxx and the horrible things that happened, that, you know, thousands of people may have died, may have been basically, you know, artificially given heart attacks because of this drug they relied upon for pain reduction. And now, rather than, you know, the mea culpa and the apologies and the making it right concepts, you have this large corporation that's made up of people. It's an artificial creation of the state, but then the people are acting as if they're artificial creations of government, doing evil things and attacking someone who's saying, wait, there's a problem here. And there's always going to be that part of humanity, unfortunately. It's the free will aspect. Some people don't like it. I would rather have free will than not, to make the choice to do right. But there are people that make the choice to do evil things. And here's an evidence of that. The question is, how do you navigate it and stay safe? And I don't know if it's a question that can actually be answered, but I have some insights, and you may too.
Well, you know, the way that we've navigated it is different at different phases of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said earlier, you know, when we first came out and were very outspoken about cancer treatments and so forth, and a lot of other things as well. It wasn't just cancer, but I was just out there, just in your face, saying, look, we're being lied to big time. They didn't like that. So we received threats. And the way that we initially handled it is that we ran.
Yeah.
And we left the country. That's why we lived in New Zealand for a year, because if we wanted to, I was afraid they were going to kill us. Now, in the end, you know, as I look back in retrospect, was that really probably somebody that was credible with Big Pharma, or somebody that was actually going to come kill us? Probably not. Mm-hmm. It's probably somebody just trying to scare us. You know what?
Yeah, but it's overwhelming when you don't know and that happens, considering what you entered into. So at the beginning phase, let's continue this conversation on the other side, because that article in Natural News has me thinking about a lot of things, and I want to relate them as much as we can today. Outside the Box with TMB and RSV here, robertscottbell.com. Of course, links to cancertruth.net and, of course, The Truth About Cancer. Check it out, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Rocking the help world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's live correspondent hour with the Amandas. I plan to have Amanda Thomas from UK Health Radio coming on board. But first, in the United States, Amanda Haley from Stockton Aloe 1, my favorite aloe in the whole wide world. How are you, Amanda?
I'm doing great, Robert. Having a great time at the South Florida Tattoo Expo this weekend.
So are these like temporary tattoos or permanent tattoos?
No, these are real permanent tattoos. Yes.
Okay. So I was thinking of you because I saw there's a special deal at aloe1.com, your website, that if you bought three sizes, I think the same size, of the aloe gel or juice that we love, that you'll throw in a topical use aloe, I think Eutherm or something like that?
That's correct. It's our 4-ounce tube of the Eutherm aloe cream when you purchase 3 of our half-gallon jugs of aloe vera. And it's a great deal for the summertime for people who get sunburned or get in a man-o-war in the ocean or, you know, into triggers outside, just a bunch of things. It's a great topical.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking, because we talk a lot about the aloe silver protocol for ingestion, GI health, and all of that. And I don't want to overlook the topical uses for aloe. And since you had that deal, I thought, okay, I didn't realize you were going to be at a tattoo show for the weekend. Is it the Eutherm cream, or is there a special formula that you use for those that have just gotten tattoos to help it heal?
Yeah, actually, we have a special brand called Organink, trying to play on the words organic, but Organink. Is our branding for that, and it really helps to heal a tattoo in half the time. It keeps the colors bright and the lines nice and crisp. It's a very high-end organic tattoo aftercare, and we do really well at the tattoo shows, and it's a lot of fun to come to the shows and see the beautiful artwork that people are getting. You know, it's not just chicken scratch anymore. It really is truly beautiful art.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, for me, I don't think it would work. I just have too many images of me as grandpa one day with tattoos. But I don't, you know, if somebody wants that, of course, I'm thinking it'd be better to have it heal safely, naturally with aloe. This Organ Ink thing, I guess it's a play on a topical aloe, but, I mean, it probably could be used for more than just that.
Oh, of course it could. I mean, really, with our 70% aloe in the formula, it's a topical healer from all types of things, from bug bites to hemorrhoids to, like I said before, sunburns. You name it, you know, a lot of people use it just for their cracked hands and feet, even in the wintertime, or if they suffer from it even during the summer, and it heals the cracked hands and feet like no other cream, a topical cream.
Awesome, awesome. By the way, if you want to reach out to Aloe One, when they're there, right now they're out and about at a tattoo event, but they have a toll-free number, 866-691-0201, 866-691-0201, and you'll see their Aloe One, A-L-O-E-1.com. We have it linked up in the show notes as well. Check it out there. So not only to take advantage of the internal benefits of aloe, but the topical or external. Now, how has it been received? I know you have done these shows in the past. Obviously, you're more holistically inclined than perhaps some in the tattoo industry, or am I making a leap that isn't warranted?
No, actually, you would be surprised. There are a ton of people that are looking for an organic version of Aquaphor. You know, they're told to go home, wash it with mild soapy water, and then put Aquaphor on it. And then you look at the ingredients of Aquaphor and you think, no, don't do that. You know, there's mineral oils and parabens and everything else. So when they're given the opportunity to put something organic on their skin that they know is going to heal it in half the time, they jump at the opportunity. And they really are receptive to the organic idea.
So you found somehow, Amanda, you guys found a niche in there that wasn't being served, perhaps, if you look at an area of skincare that maybe hasn't been hit by a holistically inclined family like yours. You went into that. That's fascinating. You found out, and then they're actually receiving this well. Because obviously, long-term concerns, some have said that there may be heavy metals in the ink that could be deleterious over time. But certainly in the healing process, I like the idea of using aloe.
Yeah, it actually is a beautiful healer for the skin. And, you know, if you look at some of the ingredients in the inks these days, even those are going more holistic, and they don't have any of the heavy metals in there and the colors. So the whole industry is moving away from, I guess the word I'm looking for is, you know, something that would be your grandpa would have gotten, you know what I mean, to now beautiful artwork that you wouldn't, you know, be ashamed to have on your body and have look good 20 years later and the color is still bright.
Nice.
So there's a big difference in the inks these days.
All right, Amanda. Well, send pictures. We got to go. I got to check in with another Amanda across the pond in the United Kingdom, but... Amanda Haley, Stockton, Aloe One, A-L-O-E-1.com. Special deal, get 3.5 gallons, and you get one of the Eutherm free, which is awesome. And I appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, thank you for calling, Robert.
All right.
Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Stay wonderful and sunny. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, across the pond we go. It's been so long since we've traveled across the pond that we haven't heard the lovely voice of our UK health correspondent, Amanda Thomas. She's back, Amanda.
Hello, hello. How are you? How are you over the pond there?
I'm just hoping that you've got your suntan on. You know, last time we talked, you were doing naked gardening, but I thought it would be a bit cold. But now that it's summer, perhaps you've got some vitamin D just kind of going through the cells.
I have. People are remarking on my remarkable tan every day.
Hey, very good. I'm pleased to hear that. And I know that you get, what, a week of summer, 1 week, so you got to get it out.
That's right. So you've got to be out there from morning till night and abandon all other tasks and responsibilities and just sit there in the sun.
Right. I don't want my listeners in the UK to think I've been neglecting you or them. We love you. We know you're there every day. It's just, you know, we get kind of caught up in things around here that's been quite busy. But I appreciate your willingness to come back on despite my apparent reluctance to have you on, which it wasn't. It was just we were busy.
That's all right. That's absolutely fine. I'm just here to be picked up and put down at your convenience.
You're so nice. Now, as far as keeping cool in the summer, I don't know if you've had some hot days, but there's a swimming pool story out of England somewhere. I don't know where this is going on. But it's not talk with the animals, it's swim with the animals.
Well, yeah, this was a bit of a strange story. And it's, we have had some pretty hot weather. And people have been flocking to local pools where they have them.
Mm-hmm.
But in one pool in Hull, which is up north,
okay.
People have been put off somewhat by finding their pool having a horse in it being washed.
You know, I just covered a horse story yesterday. There was a great moments in science. They found out that horses do have expressions on their face that communicate their feelings. It reminded me of Mr. Ed. Now, of course, they're bathing in the swimming pools in England because, hey, they're like people. They're just big people.
Well, they are. They're just people with four legs and hooves.
In fact, they may have better hygiene than most people, you know.
Well, they probably have. That's probably why people are so upset, because, the horse is cleaner than they are, so.
That's right. Exactly right. So that's not like a standard for the course, except in Hull, perhaps, that you have horses swimming in the pools with the kids.
No, generally it's not acceptable, mostly because a lot of the swimming pools have got those small turnstiles to get in, which would kind of make it quite difficult for most horses to get in there.
That's definitely horse discrimination. Somebody needs to take
that
out.
If there were a miniature Shetland pony, they might make it, but other than that, I think they'd struggle.
Take that up with David Cameron. We'll talk about him in a moment, but this is an interesting story out of England. I found this quite humorous. A driver evidently was stopped, pulled over, with a sheep in his car. No, this is not going where you think it's going.
I know. It's a worry. It's a worry.
Right, right. No, was he on a date? No. Well, maybe. He says to the police, and this is in North Yorkshire, interestingly enough. You'll have to tell me about North Yorkshire. But he says, yeah, I was just taking it to McDonald's, my sheep. What?
Well, I mean, you know, this is a very strange story, but maybe not that strange for North Yorkshire. You know, there's strange things go on up there that we really don't know about and don't talk about very much.
What do they put in Yorkshire pudding nowadays?
Well, I don't know, but taking your sheep, I mean, people do keep sheep as pets, I suppose, but I mean, I don't think you'd really take it with you in case it kind of got caught short on the journey. I mean, it wouldn't be very pleasant, would it, really, to be...
It just kind of reminds me of that stop-action clay animation, Wallace and Gromit. You know, maybe there's a sheep that... But this was not a clay sheep. This was a real sheep.
Absolutely a real sheep. And as you say, I don't really know if it was his date or what. I mean, Wales is very commonly associated with sheep in romantic...
I don't mean to be insensitive, but do they have, like, lamb burgers at McDonald's? Maybe was he taking the sheep to donate to McDonald's? Because McDonald's is in trouble. They're closing shops all over the world because people are onto them. Was this possibly, here, let me leave this sheep in the drive-thru for you?
That could have been it. He could have been making a deposit rather than picking something up.
And it would have been healthier, by the way, than what they said.
Well, you don't know what it would have been like after they finished with it, but, you know, at least the initial product would have been healthy.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, if his claim is true, because he was questioned why, and he says, I took my sheep to McDonald's restaurant for a meal, where is, like, we have something called PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, if you've heard about them. And shouldn't they take up this cause of the sheep? I mean, how dare this man bring a sheep to McDonald's to eat? That's cruel.
I know. It's absolutely despicable treatment of a sheep to make it eat something there. I mean, I'm only hoping that he meant he was going there to get himself a takeaway and the sheep just happened to be in the car because we've been for a nice drive together. I don't know.
Bad food. Bad food. And I don't know if that sounds like a sheep or not. But
it does. It sounds just like one. I thought there was one in the room.
All right. Excellent. Well, listen, let's switch to another animal of a different flavor, stripe, or color. I don't know. But nine lies David Cameron told you before the election. For all of my listeners in the United States of America, David Cameron happens to be the fearless leader. He was elected recently, again, or re-elected, I should say, as a prime minister. Is that right?
That's right, yes. He won the election in this country, and he has sort of, obviously, like all of them, they do tend, before they're elected, to kind of go quite heavily onto the promises and all this sort of thing, but very often and quite frequently unravel a bit once they get into power.
Should we demote him to sub-prime minister yet, or are these non-egregious lies we're going to cover here?
No, no, they are non-egregious, I think. I mean, I don't know. This was the opposition, his opposition party, main opposition party,
okay,
who have suggested that he has told these nine lies, so...
Did he say he was going to, like, number one on the list is protecting the child tax credit? What is that?
If you have children, you get a tax credit for them.
Okay.
And there have been suggestions that because a lot of people perhaps take advantage of this, those people who have decided that they, as a career, will have a lot of children and live off the benefit system and the tax credits and this and that and the other, and there are many people who do that in this
country. So they have kids, so they have less taxes, or maybe they get something back from the government.
They don't pay any taxes, they don't pay any rent, they don't pay any council tax, they just sit at home and receive money.
So it's like welfare kids.
It is.
Yeah.
But there are people making a career out of that. They're not just falling on hard times.
Gotcha. So the left is attacking David Cameron on this. What about only freezing child benefit for 2 years? What was that about?
I think with the child benefit issue, he has said that child benefit will now not be paid, or he suggested that it could not be paid after two children, which is another way of cutting down on career benefits.
Right, having children for profit, in a sense.
Well, that's right, because there, you see, you're not forced to go back to work until your youngest child is five. Huh. So if you keep having children, you never have to go back to work.
Wow, yeah, nice social safety net that is.
Yes.
And it doesn't work for the men, right, just for the women?
Well, the men will have some kind of injury that that doesn't allow them to work.
Yeah, but they could just take Viagra for that.
Well, no, they...
Oh, different kind of injury, I'm sorry.
Different kind of injury. They sort of... That's another big problem at the moment. In fact, there was a program on it just the other night about mm-hmm. how people are being taught by other people for a fee uh-huh. how to fake injuries.
Ah, yeah, no. Again, this is the same world over, I think. Number three is interesting to me. I wasn't aware that they hadn't brought electricity to the North's railways yet. Is that true? What are they running, steam engines up there?
No, they're not, but I don't know. I'm not very clear on this electrifying things because they've just been doing it around my area.
Electrifying, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to make things any different because the trains rattle along at a good old rate as it is. I don't know how having it... I don't know what it all means, to be honest with you.
Okay, you and me both don't understand it, but maybe they'll bring electricity to the north before they freeze to death. I don't know. Number four, building more affordable houses. How is David Cameron going to build more affordable houses? This is what I never understood. Market forces are determined. Of course, government can make it more expensive by throwing more taxes at building, but how is he going to build more affordable housing?
Well, what they've done in recent years is that if a developer asks to develop a site, wants to get permission to build a residential sort of complex somewhere,
yeah,
they will have to, as part of being granted the right to do that, provide some of it as affordable housing.
Okay, all right, so there's some of that. Maybe he's reneged on that. This number five on the list of the things that they said David Cameron lied about to get elected or reelected, I don't know about this. This sounds like it would be illegal to do. Dithering on Heathrow. I don't think I would like to see somebody do that.
No, it sounds a bit unsafe, really, doesn't it?
What is that? Don't dither on Heathrow.
Well, what it means is that they're trying to find out where to have a new runway.
Ah.
And it's been in the planning stage and in the suggestion stage and in the argument stage for about the last 10 years.
Why don't they do what they do here in America, just pave over the poor people's housing and make a new runway?
Okay. Well, I think that that'll be next.
Okay.
But then they'll build more affordable housing somewhere else.
All right. Interesting. Well, there's another one on the list here. It keeps going. And I'm, like I said, I'm curious because we're in election season here already. We had our first Republican debate. And I'd like, when you get a chance, and not today, but if you get a chance to watch any of the Republicans or even the Democrats, if they ever have a debate, and comment what the UK perspective is on what you're visually seeing, the visceral response to our politicians here. But for now, I guess we get to pick on David Cameron because he won, launching a tax-free child care this year. So basically, he reneged on that, did he say he was going to, and he's not?
Yes, I think, you know, again, there's delaying tactics. And then if you inquire as to where it is or what's happened about it, it'll be, oh, well, it, you know, we're going through the process at the moment in the planning stage or something like that. So, but it, obviously, Yvette Cooper and the people in her party would, that's an easy shot for them to take.
So. All right. Well, this one's interesting. Giving workers 3 days volunteer leave. What does the government have to say? They mandate that the companies have to give you 3 days off if you say you're going to volunteer?
Yeah.
I mean, what if you volunteer to take your sheep to McDonald's? Does that count?
Yeah. Well, you get the afternoon off to do that, I think.
You'd think that companies would be encouraging that kind of behavior, but on their own, would they need the government to do that? Because it'd be good PR for a company that can afford to do it. But if they can't afford to do it, you could force these companies into bankruptcy because they've got workers they have to give furlough, right?
And I think that's the big problem there. That, you know, that it's all right saying to Joe Bloggs, who works with him and two other guys, yes, we're going to take 3 days volunteer leave. I'm going to take it this week, and my colleague's going to take it next week. I mean, the poor guy, that might just finish him off.
Yeah. Well, listen, Amanda, can you hang out for one segment to wrap up the show with me today? I enjoy thoroughly our discussions together, a little silly, a little serious, and we've got some more serious. Something about a cap. Are they going to mandate hats, silly hats, in England? Did David Cameron renege on that promise, too? Stick around and find out. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Amanda Thomas, our UK health correspondent, is on with us to wrap up the show after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Amanda Thomas from the United Kingdom, our UK health correspondent, and she's also heard on UK Health Radio, is with us to wrap up the show today. Amanda, so kind of you to take time out of the exciting, I guess, cricket matches you're trying to pay attention to while you're delivering good news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, that's all right. I mean, they're finished for the day now anyway, so I can relax until tomorrow.
The pitch is done, or the match is done. I don't even know. They do pitch, right? Pitch and catch.
But the whole thing takes 5 days. Is your baseball like that?
No, 9 innings usually takes about 2.5-3 hours tops, unless there's extra innings. It's a rare event that will go more than a day. That's, to me, that it's a shocking thing. You know, baseball is a slow sport. A lot of people say it's boring here in America, but cricket, man, that takes boring to new levels.
No, it does if you don't understand it, but I've got to say, I've got to understand it, and there's been very, very, very exciting play here in the UK. I mean, people are saying it's the most exciting day in cricket ever.
Yeah, so you should see the way they ran back and forth between the wickets. Oh, my gosh. It must be those tight bottoms or something. But all right, let's get back to David Cameron. Then we've got a liberal politician to talk about as well. Of course, they're attacking David Cameron for not keeping his promises. One was launching a social care cap next year. What is that, a special kind of cap that you wear on your head? What is that?
Well, if only it was. But this is actually quite a problem that's facing a lot of people in this country. more and more people seem to be being diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia.
Oh, okay.
And where they need to go into care, it would end up that everything that they had would be sold eventually to pay for that care.
Hmm.
Despite the fact that we live in a welfare state and they have paid towards care all through their lives.
So it's a bit of a battle between those who say they should be responsible for their own care and we should take the money so that the people, the government, is not paying for it all, and others that said, like you just mentioned, well, they paid in their whole life. Why should they have to be robbed of everything that they have left?
Well, yeah, I mean, and the thing, it is very sad that it does happen like that, but the cap is meant to be, they promised a cap of £72,000 for residential care, with the government paying any amount over that. So this is something that, so far, has not come to be.
But does that have wide support from both liberals and conservatives, or just one side, not the other?
I think it has with everybody, because everybody realizes what a problem it is.
Yeah.
But what's happened now is the policy has been delayed until 2020.
Wow. Because the government doesn't have the money to cover it.
Well, the councils, the individual councils who are responsible for the care of these people,
yeah,
probably won't have the money. So, you know, it's all these kind of wild election promises that are made, but, you know, where's the money to back it up?
And Amanda, you have the similar problem there in the UK. Even though there's some coverage for natural medicine, it's very limited. So the things that we would argue may be more effective and more cost effective as well are not part of the system. So it's palliative care, drug care. It's very intensive and expensive rather than true prevention.
Yeah. I mean, there are some hospitals now that will entertain on the NHS people having some forms of alternative what would be considered alternative treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, it's very, very difficult to get them out of the mindset of traditional medical scientific treatments.
Yeah. And finally, in classic political fashion, and this is true of both liberals and conservatives here in the United States, transparency in government. He vowed to open up government, and looks like that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I think that they're apparently being accused of carving out new areas of secrecy called safe spaces, where ministers can draw up policies that affect millions that nobody will ever know about until it's too late and they're upon them. So that kind of is looking like a bit of a hollow promise as well.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised by that. But finally, to give some lip service to the Liberals, Jeremy Corbyn, vying for the leadership of the Liberal Party, or what do you call them, the Labour Party, says he wants to bring back the coal mines. Well, that's a good environmental cause.
Well, fossil fuels and all the rest of it, but I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised to hear him say that, because the cost of that would be absolutely incredible. I'm sure that some of the mines, although the mines are still there, they're going to be, you know, need to be completely refitted and all the rest of it, I would have
retrofitted,
thought.
Retrofitted, right? Well, I think the political and economic realities are meeting head on in this regard. Environment, yes, but, well, we need people. Our people, our voters, they don't have jobs. So if we open up, maybe I can get elected. Amanda, it's always so pleasurable to have you on board and to report on things in the UK that we may not be aware of.
No, especially not horses in swimming pools.
Yeah, and sheep to the fast food restaurants. Well, Amanda, God bless you. Thank you for being here. Stay warm with a little sun that you have left in the summer, and we're going to take a break until a couple of days. We'll be back live and reminding all y'all in the UK, as well as here in America and around the world, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds.
On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.